The thundering opening credits of a film begin, and now you know you're on an unforgettable journey that is destined to unfold. The pages flipping through the screen are reminiscent of the comics they are based on. This is Pierce College's very own Graphic Literature Club. President Connor Drescher gives us an insight of why he wanted to become the president of the club.
Comics are kind of my first love, I really want to go into comics. I think that comics are going through a renaissance right now, and it's really important to me that that renaissance is still going on when my generation has the chance to break into the medium.
Connor then gives us a taste of what the club can bring to Pierce College.
Really, I think I just want it to be a place where people who love comics almost as much as I do, or as much as I do if I ever meet that special person, is some place where they can hang out and just talk about comic books or whatever they want to talk about, and talk about narrative and what's going on in the comic world.
To establish the Graphic Literature Club was no easy feat. Its days on campus did feel numbered, but with the efforts of its loyal members, the club hopes to thrive for many years to come. Vice President and Treasurer of the club, Madison Reeves, explains her thoughts.
I was at one point president because when Professor Harrison was trying to get this club going again, he needed someone to sign off. So I signed off as president, and I set up the social media, and I tried to set up a system to get as many people involved as possible. I kind of was interested in the club because I dabble in comics, but I kind of dabble in everything. So I was really interested to see if I could get all of these people together who do love comics. I want to know more about comics.
And while the club did have moments of feeling defeated, loyal members like John Mulhari, who is also the secretary of the club, shares his passions for what the club celebrates.
As far as comic books go, I very do appreciate them as a medium. I think it's strange their cultural significance, how they're viewed and are perceived somehow lesser, well, generally. I think they're very much equal to any other medium or way of expression as an artistic art form.
Finally, advisor to the club, Professor Mickey Harrison, gives us an insight of what he hopes the club can bring in the future.
This is the fourth semester that the club's existence, and it looked like it wasn't going to be reestablished. And I want to credit Madison Reeves from my Harry Potter class to take the lead and make sure that this stays alive. And I think it's very important because we do serve a particular demographic on campus that has historically been ignored. And I think it's important to bring graphic literature to the forefront.
If you ever have the urge to discuss the comics you read or the superhero flicks you watch, the Graphic Literature Club will be sure to welcome you with open arms. The club meets on Tuesdays at 1:30 in Faculty Office 2300. This is Rita Baig reporting for KPC Radio.